Edward R. Murrow once said, "The politician is trained in the art of inexactitude. His words tend to be blunt or rounded because if they have a cutting edge, they may later return to wound him." And while interviewing politicians, getting heartfelt responses can be exhausting. So it is especially refreshing when you get warm, honest, almost comfortable replies. Such is the case with Senator John McCain, who ran unsuccessfully for president in 2000, but shared with listeners the story of his early years as a naval officer.
It was always instilled in me since my earliest times. All I can recall is that I was going to go to the Naval Academy. I think that accounted at least in part to the rebelliousness that I displayed there. I did very poorly both academically and deportment-wise. I probably didn't get the most demerits of anybody who's ever attended the Naval Academy, but I'm sure I rank in the top 10. And I think that the fact that I was absolutely going to have to go to the Naval Academy, I think, was contributed partially to that rebelliousness that I displayed, although I always wanted to be a naval officer and I always wanted to be a Navy pilot. So whenever I came to the brink of getting thrown out, I would behave decently for a while until the danger passed and then go back to my old ways.
But ultimately, looking back on it, you certainly don't regret anything, that you did what you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. And what I did, was the kinds of things that we sort of laugh a little bit about now, going over the wall, leaving the confines of the Naval Academy at night to have some real or imagined adventures, not shining my shoes, the kinds of things that we had a television set in our room, we hid in our room, which was illegal, that kind of transgression, which I guess every midshipman commits. I just committed them in abundance.
After retiring from the Navy, at what point during the naval career had you made up your mind that you wanted to enter politics?
The Navy assigned me my last assignment to be the Navy liaison officer to the Senate, which is a job which entails handling various issues and constituent problems and things like that for the Navy. With the Senate, my little office was in the United States Senate in the Russell Building, actually kind of paradoxically about three floors from the one I hold now, only a little difference in size. And I learned there that a hardworking, dedicated senator who really knows his issues can have his or her issues can really have an enormous effect, an enormous beneficial effect on public policy and therefore on America. And I saw people like Henry Jackson and Barry Goldwater and some of the really giants, Russell Long, many of the really formidable Hubert Humphrey, men who were giants in the Senate in those days, and I respected, admired them, and wanted to emulate them. So I went back to Arizona and ran for the House of Representatives, where I served two terms and then was elected to Barry Goldwater's seat in 1986.
As you said, not in the House very long before going into the Senate. Mm-hmm. Was that an ultimate goal?
Absolutely. When I ran for the House, I knew that Barry Goldwater had announced after he ran in 1980 for his last term that he was not going to run again. And so I began immediately in 1983 positioning myself to run for his seat. And I worked very hard, traveled all around the state of Arizona, and made it possible that I didn't face a primary challenge in the Republican Party. And then had a pretty good race, but one that I was favored in after Bruce Babbitt, who was then the incumbent governor, had decided not to run for the Senate. A lot of observers had sort of salivated at the thought of a McCain-Babbitt race, but Bruce, who is a friend of mine, decided to run for the presidency instead.
Looking at the political landscape in the sense of the general feelings by most people that they don't want to have an awful lot to do with politics, and it's difficult to get people qualified candidates for any office. Do you think that that is a real problem or somewhat imagined? And if so, what do you do about it?
Well, I think we clean up this corrupt finance system that is causing us to be in the grip of the special interests. It really dictates everything that we do. And when you have huge amounts of money washing around, we can't come to agreement or special interest rule, and the public interest are diminished. And young people have figured that out. There was a poll a couple of weeks ago that showed 69% of young Americans, 18 to 35, feel disconnected from their government. And when asked why, they said because of special interest. They figured it out. And that's why if you want to reform the military, if you want to reform education, if you want to reform the tax code, you better reform this campaign finance system, which is lurched out of control to the detriment of average citizens. That's why the tax code is 44,000 pages long. Joe, it is now legal in America for a Chinese Army-owned corporation and with a subsidiary in the United States of America to give unlimited amounts of money to an American political campaign. That's wrong. That's terribly wrong. It makes good people do bad things.
Arizona Senator John McCain.